Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Now, we're fighting the colds, but hard to believe that you got to start burning here and coming up in a couple months, so go ahead and let people know.
Yeah, I'm going to start off today with just a quick fact, I guess. Did you know that Eastern Red Cedar is the only native evergreen tree to be found in Kansas? So it's something that not a lot of people put a lot of thought into. We do see a lot of pines now being planted around homesteads, but Eastern Red Cedar is the only evergreen tree native to the state. Originally, it was found from Eastern Canada all the way down into the southern parts of Florida, and then over as far westward as Texas. I say that, in Kansas, prior to European settlement, the only places you would find cedar trees would be on, like, ridges, bluffs, really steep slopes. Areas that, as I think last time we talked about my prescribed burn school, didn't see a whole lot of fire. So that's where Eastern Red Cedar was found at originally. But in the last 50 years, Kansas has undergone a great spread of not only cedar expansion, but just woody encroachment. And that expansion appears to be rapidly increasing. There's a website, it's the Rangeland Analysis Platform, and it evaluates vegetation and the presence production based on satellite imagery. But it shows that Kansas has seen a wave of expansion of both trees and brush on areas that were at once predominantly grasslands. Those grasslands have seen brush move in at an alarming rate. It's nearly like that percentage of the area that is covered has nearly doubled in the last 20 years. So that is kind of alarming. The amount of accumulated forage, though, that we have lost due to those years of woody expansion is also quite staggering. We have seen just in 2019, there were parts in eastern Kansas that lost 30% of the forage production that they predominantly had had. So, that's just in 1 year. That is just a staggering number. Now, Eastern Red Cedar is, like, if you just drive down the road and you see one cedar tree, for us producers, that doesn't really cause an alarm, like, in our heads. We don't just, oh my goodness, we got one. But knowing that a single female tree can produce thousands of seeds, and the sight of just one tree, so if we're seeing one there, think about how many we might not be seeing out there. Now, with cedar trees, control is fairly simple. We can cut them off at ground level, and they're dead. They don't resprout. A lot of our other woodies, they resprout, and we got to use a herbicide or some other kind of control. But the best way to push back on this woody encroachment is to not allow the seedlings to get a foothold. So, I'm going to put a shameless plug in. Today's the last day to RSVP for the Burn School in Garnett on February the 18th. If you haven't signed up and you're interested, we're going to talk about how to have a prescribed burn and the benefits that we can see from that. But on March the 18th, we're going to have a meeting here in Franklin County at the Commissioner Chambers. And we're going to talk about brush control, Cerisa lespidiza, and Old World bluestem. So we're going to kind of hit a bunch of them at that meeting, just whether that's mechanical control, herbicides, whatever we got to do and controlling that. On the Cerisa lespidiza and the Old World bluestem, we're going to talk a little bit about some new research being done by K-State and using burns at a different time period and trying to push back those pesky plants as well. So we're going to bring in a range specialist. He's actually the range specialist in Western Kansas, but has done some research in the eastern on the eastern side. Keith Harmony is his name. And we're going to challenge Keith, because if our producers don't know this yet, if you walk through your pastures, you soon will. Bush honeysuckle is becoming a major concern in and around Ottawa or Franklin County. You can go through a lot of pastures and you're going to find this bush honeysuckle. Understories of trees, but just moving into just our open pastures as well. So we're going to have Keith Harmony, who has not had maybe a whole lot of hands-on research with bush honeysuckle. He's going to be talking a little bit about some bush honeysuckle control. So again, we're just going to cover it all that evening. Again, that meeting is going to be March the 18th. We're going to start at 7 o'clock, and it's going to be at the Franklin County Commissioner Chambers. If you're interested, you can just come that night. You can find that information. Going to be in news releases, flyers. They're just now starting to get sent out. So you're kind of hearing this for the first time right now, but you look for that information. If you do want to make it to the burn school, though, like I said, February the 14th, I know your reservations, you're probably still planning that for Valentine's Day, but also just call in and let's get signed up for that burn school, too. We do have a few spots left there, but you can call me and ask questions at 785-448-6826.
Hard to believe March is just around the corner. That's crazy. Yeah. Well, coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Science Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.